Previously on Star Snakes.
After they locked themselves, the ship automatically came out of jump. Mm-hmm. But the computer, without having any sort of response, they had sort of already programmed the computer to automate a docking procedure in the event that there wasn't any sort of user action. Mm. So the computer, after a certain amount of time, after a couple of hours, it automatically began a docking request with the nearest starport, which was the Hyport and Flammarion. Mm-hmm. He sort of explains that transporting these animals without sort of proper clearance is sort of highly illegal. If he gives enough power to the maneuver drive, he could almost push the ship out of the corner that's stuck in on the station and push it back into space.
We should help you, but we do not do things for free. I do understand you have a wife, you have a child, you need to feed. That's why you took up this sort of activity.
Sort of a dodgy activity. What you do recall, he did express to you, I think he initially first offered you some of his cargo, but you guys sort of declined that because it was obviously belonging to someone else. So he did offer what he sort of had available in his personal account, which is about 85,000 in total, as well as basically the air raft that they've got on the ship that is still in sort of an okay condition.
Is everyone okay with 85,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he does explain to you that he's only got about 20,000 on his person, basically on the ship, stowed away. But he'd basically have to send you the remainder through sort of electronic transfer. Is that still sort of acceptable?
If it doesn't come through, we'll hunt him down.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Easy. Okay. Well, basically, what you'll need to do to get the ship up and running, I guess you could say, is that pretty much what you're going to try to do, to at least get it sort of operational so he can get out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's a couple of things that probably need to be worked on. Primarily, the ship's power systems are all over the place. It was pretty much on minimal power to begin with, and now it's just pretty much even worse because the Maslow berth has been turned back on. So you may need to do a little bit of work on the electrical systems.
Yep. I will go ahead and do that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you head back down to the to the main power plant, do you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. I don't have my Starship Engineer tool set on me.
Probably not in this
situation. Just ask him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've got my tool laser, but, have you got some sort of any tools that I can use to work on?
There would be tools available in the ship's locker that you could get access to. It's actually probably just right around the corner of the cabins that you're in, if you want to go have a look at that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask for the directions and then head off.
Yeah, so he basically points you towards the ship's locker, which is pretty much right towards the front of the ship where you guys are at the moment.
I start searching through the lockers.
Yeah. All right. Well, you find is it a repair kit, a mechanical kit? I think. You basically find a kit that just has all sort of general amounts of tools that you could use to assist you with sort of repairing the power system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, because I remember from last time we kind of explored the ship already, so we sort of know
Yeah, you've got a basic layout of where everything is. Yeah, so basically...
So, yeah, so I'll head to the power station for
Yep, no worries. Yep. Okay, so you head towards the stern of the ship where the main power plant is. From what you can see, it's still a bit of a wrangly mess. So the actual system itself probably needs will probably just need an electrical engineering check or just a basic engineering if you've got that one.
Just engineering.
Engineering plus intel education for it.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 2d6.
Yep.
Yep. I got an 8 plus my engineering, that's a 10, plus my education, which is 11.
Yeah, okay. No, that's more than enough. All right, so you spend, I'm going to say you probably spend a good couple of hours at least sort of working on the actual physical side of the system to get it up to scratch. Now, another thing that it will actually need as well is the ship's gone through most of its fuel reserves. So you guys might have to find a method to actually refuel the ship, even just partially, to get it enough sort of power to even sort of start really using its maneuver drive. But you might be able to find a method on the station to do that. So while Wade is working on the electrical system, is there anything that you guys wanted to work on in particular? There's another sort of thing that you might have to look at as well, and this is how the space lizards actually first escaped. On one part of the cargo hold, there's actually I guess you could call it almost a tear in the ship, which is how the lizards actually got out. So it's basically on a resting wall, the ship, and the lizards were actually able to break through into the ventilation system, which is how they've gotten around the station. So because it's sort of rested on the wall, if you get what I mean, it hasn't actually sort of breached everything as of yet. But if they try to move the ship, it's going to push out and it's going to basically jettison everything in that cargo hold because of the pressure.
So the hull's been breached completely, has it?
Well, no, because it's resting on the wall at the moment. So pretty much if they try to move it, it's going to breach.
Can I? I don't think I can personally fix that. A mechanic toolkit.
You probably need a bit more than that. I mean, there would be some spare bits and pieces around in the docking bay that you may be able to have a look at, but you'd have to get back out the main airlock up the top to actually try that.
Anybody need duct tape?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna need a whole lot of duct tape. Someone saw this boat in half.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, as I said, you can always have a look to see what you can find, because you'll also have to see if you can find some fuel as well to actually sort of refuel the ship.
Yeah. Scrounge around a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well. So you go back up the main part of the ship up to the airlock, which was sort of resting almost on the side. Which is where you first sort of jumped into it, and you're going to have to basically open up the airlock, because I think you guys closed it as you came in.
Yeah, I believe we did.
Right. You'll probably have to close the door on that second level just to maintain some sort of air pressure, because I think also from memory you blew off the outside airlock.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so you may have to close the sort of the main door that goes down the stairs onto the main level, just so you don't actually sort of blow all the air out of the ship.
It's a good idea. I'll go do that.
Yeah, all right.
We'll close that second door.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say you probably used the remainder of the tools that you were able to find to even just, you know, sort of jury-rig the door as a sort of a temporary airlock so you can actually get in and out of the ship. Awesome. Okay. Is it just you that's going outside of the ship?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, once you're back out on the outside of the ship, you do notice there are all sorts of just spare bits and bobs that are flying around. In the actual cargo bay where the Jasona has crashed, there was actually another ship in one of the other bays. So there's basically, in the docking bay, there's three different sort of levels. three different partitions that sort of separate the ships. So if there's a larger ship, you'll usually have it sort of take up two or three different docking bays. So there was actually another ship on the other side of this docking bay that as the Jasona crashed into it, it was actually sort of pushed out into space. So it's currently sort of just on the edge, but there are all bits and pieces currently sitting sort of in the docking bay that you guys noticed as you first went into it.
All right, well, I'm going to assume I was smart enough to bring a bag with me, so I'm going to grab some disparate-looking pieces and just see what I can scrounge together.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to give me... just get some sort of check to see what you can find.
sure thing.
I'll say, do you have a... maybe mechanic check or any sort of engineering, just so you know sort of what parts you're actually looking for.
I do actually have a mechanic check of one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll allow a mechanic check so you actually sort of know what parts you're looking for, just to make a sort of a makeshift fix for it.
Yep.
Do you want to do that as well as your intellect?
Sure.
Just a 2d6.
So, yeah, 2d6.
Yep.
Are they plus one modifiers?
Gonna
have to get reacquainted with this.
That's right. I know, because at 9 education I have a plus one.
Yeah, so 9, 10, 11 are plus one, and then 12, 13.
Because I was looking at this earlier.
Yeah.
So I don't get any bonus from intellect, but I get a. I think a one in mechanic is a plus one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So you'll have a one to your to your roll, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll add that to my modifier.
Awesome.
8.
Yep. And that's plus the one, is it?
Yep.
Yep. All right. I'm going to say you spend about probably 20-30 minutes scrunching enough actual basic chunks of metal that you're able to sort of push.
Yep.
Because it's still, because this sort of part of the docking bay is still open to space. And so the grav plating that's sort of below it has sort of started acting up a little bit. So it's not completely gravless, but bits and pieces are sort of still sort of almost floating about as the grav's sort of all over the place at the moment. So you're able to sort of almost slide some metal across towards the Jasona.
Nice.
Now, I think... does Asang actually have the vac suit skill, or were you one of the ones that didn't?
I think I'm one of the ones who didn't have the vac suit skill.
Either
poor fuckers didn't.
Yeah. Might be a bit tricky, but you might be able to still see if you can push up the sheets of metal up into the airlock, because that's probably going to be the only way you can actually get anything in or out at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Unless anybody wants to see if they can sort of help to get the pieces back in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to request some help. Do I have a short way?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot someone on the comm and just give them a little buzz and ask for some assistance.
Depends whether I'm done with my job on my end.
Well, you could also be working through it intermittently. So you could have always taken a break from doing that to see if you can give him a hand. Just because I think you do have, I think Wade does.
I've got a vac suit skill.
Yeah. So you're a bit more confident in your movement of actually getting around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could help that if you want.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, if you guys both want to head up to the makeshift airlock and you sort of almost attempt to sort of recycle it again, you go in, close the door behind you again, and get outside where you see a Sang sort of standing around all these chunks of metal sort of at the bottom of the ship, and he's sort of are you gonna probably just sort of throw them up?
I guess so.
Liam, I'll probably get you to do a just a athletics check if you can for me.
All right, I can do. Do I get dex bonus on that, or is it just athletics?
You can probably choose. I'll let you choose between strength and dexterity if you like.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
13.
Oh wow! Yeah, no, okay. You basically you grab a couple of pieces of metal, and you're just even though you're in the back suit, you're still quite confident with your movements. You're actually really starting to pick up back suit movement. You basically grab a large chunk of metal, and you sort of hurl it towards Wade. So now Wade, there's a big chunk of metal. It's not really heavy. It's just big. That's sort of hurling towards you at the moment. So you're gonna have to try to catch it if you like. So I'll also take an athletics check to see if you can actually catch it. Yeah,
I have athletics 0.
Well, that's better than nothing.
I think if you don't have any points in it, it's a -1. If you have a 0, you don't.
Yeah,
I think it's
a negative. With my physical stuff, I've got a -1 to my dexterity. So
I think strength is even worse, is it?
Yeah, strength is even worse. I've got a 2 for strength.
Maybe stick with dexterity. What'd you get on the roll?
I got a 5, so 4.
Ooh, yeah. You get whacked in the face by a piece of metal.
Ow.
Yeah, but you're in the vac suit, so it hasn't caused too much damage. You're going to get quite a bit of a bruise after this, though. That's the only thing. Yeah, no.
My lord. Wait, what are you doing?
Yeah. All right, yeah, so
don't throw it so hard.
But it basically falls sort of to the side. It's still on the ship, but it's a bit further away from the airlock at the moment, so you might have to go up and try to actually pick it up and bring it into the ship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just go and
do that.
Sort of grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you basically hop out of the airlock and manage to sort of suit walk across to where the metal landed and pick it up and drop it into the airlock. All right, now I'm guessing
mm-hmm.
Bradley is below trying to wait for it to drop in.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe stand back as it drops in. all right, but yeah, sort of a piece of sheet metal falls down into the ship. Other than that, Asang finds other bits and pieces that you might need when you're actually trying to repair it as well. So that's pretty much everything that you'd probably need for the time being outside of the ship anyway. Other than trying to get some fuel, but what you may be able to do with that one is normally with docking bays, they actually have pump release points under the floors. So you may be able to, if you can, actually sort of try to force one of those open to actually release one of the pumping stations where you can actually try to get fuel into the ship.
Okay.
So someone may have to do it might actually have to be a strength check, or you may also be able to, if you go up to one of the terminals, anybody that has the skill, you may be able to do an electronics check to actually give it a shot too.
I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm out.
I've got one in electronics.
That's not too bad. Still better than nothing.
Yeah.
All right, well, what you may have to do, at least from that one, is you may just have to come out of the airlock. But I think because you do have the vac suit skill, you're pretty confident with sort of now coming up and down off the ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you head closer towards sort of where you guys almost walked in, where there are some sort of doors that lead back into the station. Next to it, you find sort of a basic comm terminal that you may be able to access.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I go comms terminal and start going through all the different things, try and get the pump release. Electronics. That is a 9 plus 1, 10. Should I add my education?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, that's 11.
All right, you managed to almost sort of hack your way into a more of a secure part of the system and find the actual docking bay. Now the docking bay that you're in is called Ulek A3, which is where basically the Jasona has crashed. So I'm guessing when you go into that one, there's pretty much a button that says just press enter.
Enter.
Yeah. You press enter and you hear a loud sort of almost like I would say almost like a ramp that sort of releases, and you see sort of behind you as the sort of the station sort of almost shakes a little bit, that a little release has sort of popped out of the ground, sort of near where the ship has crashed. And awesome. out of that one, you basically have an access port for you to access the fuel, and then you just need to actually sort of pump that into the ship to actually get some fuel into it.
I'm assuming I'm going to have to mediate this process.
Potentially.
I'm
assuming I'm still outside. I haven't gone back.
You'd still be outside the ship at the moment. Yep.
Yeah. After I finish with terminal, I jump back up onto the top of the ship, crawl back into the airlock, just say, I'll leave you guys to it. Dive back in to work on the power grid again.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Does Bradley want to do anything with this one at the moment in regards to getting the fuel up and running?
I'm not much of a technical person.
You can still give it a shot if you like.
Are you a pilot, Bradley?
Yes.
I am a well-educated, poor physical person with good gun combat.
Welcome to the club.
Have you got any piloting skills at all? No?
I do.
Because I think Phoenix was our main pilot, maybe?
Yeah. Phoenix is still here. He just has some scratching butts disease.
Yeah.
But just he can still pilot.
Bludging.
Need be.
Bludging.
He's taking it easy. Yeah.
Bludging.
Yeah. But,
like cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But Bradley can still help out if he likes. I mean, it's pretty much it's pretty much just basic manual work to actually connect the pump station onto to the ship. Most ships will have a few different sort of access ports to actually connect it into the fuel. Most sort of streamlined ships will have fuel that actually runs sort of along the sides of the ship. Fortunately, as the Jasona sort of crashed in, it didn't actually damage any of the, as far as you can tell, didn't damage any of the fuel reserves. So you should still be able to plug it in and let it pump for a little while to actually fill up some of its reserves without causing any damage.
Well, I'll do that.
Sure. Okay. I'm guessing a saying, do you sort of, while on the ground, you sort of actually sort of throw it to Bradley, and I'm guessing Bradley actually sort of tries to plug it in.
Yep. Awesome. I'll pass it up. Pass up the tubing.
As best you can, anyway. Awesome. Okay. Well, pretty much that covers the main parts of actually getting the ship in some sort of working order. So after a couple of hours, you guys complete all those tasks, and the captain has been able to wake up the remainder of the crew. So that's sort of the first officer, Chase, and the chief engineer, as well as the steward. They're all sort of up and awake at the moment. The captain explains pretty much the plan to them, and they're a bit hesitant at first as well, but he manages to turn them around and they agree. They sort of also don't want to go to jail for illegally importing these animals, so they're also on board. So pretty much what you guys will now have to try to do is pretty much hold on while he tries to get the ship out, and then I'm guessing the plan is for you guys, he's still going to try to push out of the air raft once everything's sort of out in the open.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the plan. Yeah.
All right. I'm coming back into the ship now.
All right.
Come back into the ship.
Yeah. You probably want to take your time just so you don't actually stack it and fall down as well, because I think you're still not too experienced in a backseat.
Good plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take some time while Wade's finishing off the electrical systems to actually get onto the ship safely. Once again, you guys go through the airlock, and everyone's sort of back in the main cargo hold. Now, actually getting the air raft is going to be a challenge of its own. You may have to potentially close off the cargo hold. Most of the units that are actually containing the animals are self-sustaining, so in the event of an actual breach, they'll be okay. But you'll have to you'll basically have to close off the cargo hold to release another side door that opens up to actually push out the air raft. Sort of while you're doing this, and then they'll have to close it back down again.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a weird ship.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Well, the captain pretty much gets everyone to their ready positions. You guys, I'm guessing, suiting up in your vac suits, getting ready to push out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, just out of curiosity, does anyone actually have the flyer skill at all?
For what?
It's just flyer, which is just a skill. It's almost like driving, but just with
flyer. Nope.
Yep.
Flyer rav zero.
Perfect. That's actually the skill that you need to fly these sort of things. So.
Oh.
Probably had a bit of experience flying around.
Used to fly these.
Just as a precaution, I'm gonna put duct tape onto my hands. So I can stick them onto the raft.
Okay, so you're actually going to duct tape like your hands to the raft just in case.
Yep, so the sticky parts outside.
Makes sense. All right, well, basically the captain gets everyone in their ready positions and prepares to launch the ship. He releases the sort of the fueling pump, and in another few hours, you guys were also able to put the sheet metal on the other side panel where there was potentially going to be a breach. It's very much a patch job, but it should help to actually maintain sort of the integrity of the ship, at least for a few hours while they try to escape. Now, very, very carefully, he does decompress the cargo hold, and you sort of slowly notice air releasing from there as the door begins to open and opens into free space. You do see a lot of the animals are still they're frozen at the moment, but they're still in their cages, and as far as you can tell, they still seem to be fine. So he pretty much prepares the ship to start powering up again, and it begins to roll forward into space around Flammarion, I guess you could say. Now, I'm guessing, Bradley, you may have to do a fly check for me just to see how you actually go.
Yeah. 2d6?
Yeah, please. Plus, I guess it's zero, but you could probably add your dexterity to this one, if you like.
Well, that's zero, too.
That's all right. Better than nothing.
Better than a minus.
Yeah, that's eight all up.
Oh, okay. That's enough. All right. So basically, as the ship pushes off into space, you pretty much actually try to fly the air raft out, which is now currently in open space, just out sort of outside of the starport. It's all you.
We're landing, boys.
Back onto the station.
All right.
Preferably.
Pull a U-turn.
Yes, I'm so going to deep space.
Now the question is, how are you going to convince him to actually let you back onto the station during the quarantine?
Oh. Have
to be very crafty.
Very small crafty.
True. Any way we could just speed into the station?
I think one ship was already sped into the station just recently, and that didn't, you know, go very well. So I probably wouldn't recommend doing a second one. But I'm going to say, while you guys are contemplating this, as you look back on the station, you actually see a familiar face looking out of a little tiny sort of window. And you actually receive a call on your communications sort of earpieces that you have. The voice that you recognize is actually someone that you met probably just a little while ago, Fendrick Jax, the customs official that you actually sold that artifact to a little while ago.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing out there?
It's a long story. We want to come back in, though. I don't want to be out here anymore.
We were helping.
Helping.
How vague.
Okay. So pretty much three or four guys in big vac suits. Well, they're station vac suits, so you might be okay. But you're flying around in a very small sort of air raft that there's pretty much no space because vac suits do take up a bit of space. Pretty much all just sort of sitting in the air raft, sort of hovering just outside of the high port. But he manages to say that he's going to try to see what he can do to open up a sort of one of the maintenance base on one of the lower levels to see if he can. It'll just be temporary, but you can might be able to slide the flyer in just long enough to actually get into to the station again. But that will probably require Bradley to make another fly roll to see if we can actually get in as the door opens.
Like casual.
Yeah.
I was going to see if I could like put in navigation.
Oh.
Any navigation rolls.
Well, the air raft itself, this one does have a very basic autopilot which you could try to use. Yeah, so you could try to program something into it, but good luck with that.
No.
Very fast program.
Basically teach it, you are now in space. This is a thing called a high port, we need to get into it.
Yeah.
Please don't be in space anymore. Yeah, just set destination for not space.
I don't care where you go, just not space.
Yeah, alright. Alright, Bradley, you're still the pilot, so... do you want to give it a crack and see if you can get into the high port? Fendrick is able to very briefly sort of tell you where you need to go, and you think you have a bit of a vague idea as to sort of where you can go. So start heading in the right direction.
I have a lovely five stored up for the roll.
Oh, nice five.
Yeah, you rolled a five.
Okay. As you're sort of trying to use the actual air raft in zero G, you find it's quite sort of choppy, you know, every time you try to sort of turn a little bit, it actually sort of kicks back on you a little bit. Fortunately, the ship's autopilot is actually helping to sort of stabilize a little bit. But you do eventually get it right towards the part of the maintenance door that sort of is just slightly opening as you guys are sort of just before it.
Nailed it.
Very good job. All right, are you guys going to try to actually get the air raft into it as well, or are you just going to sort of try to jump off it into the maintenance bay?
I'm going to jump in.
Yeah.
I don't trust Bradley's flying enough. I just cannot.
Yeah. I'm going to jump off as well.
Okay. All right. Well, pretty much. So what's happening is the air raft is pretty much hovering just in front of the maintenance door, which is very slowly. Sort of just slowly opening, so it looks like you'll have a few seconds to try to jump in before it'll shut again. All right, do you both want to make? What can I even get you to do for this? It's gonna be a bit tricky. I'll say, yeah, probably athletics checks again to see if you can actually make it.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh, okay.
I got a 3. All up.
Oh no!
And that's because I was going to say that would include dexterity. So would that make it? That probably make it worse too.
That was a negative one.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oof. With my dexterity roll, I got 10.
Okay. Saying thankfully, you make it into the maintenance bay. While Wade, you managed to somehow miss it completely and slam against the station.
I'm going to try to reach out to Wade and grab his hand and drag him in.
Because of how far he reaches, you're not able to grab his hand, but you can try to grab his boot.
You cut out a little bit there for me.
Oh, sorry. You can try to grab his boot. You're right. Just with how far off he is.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to try to grab his boot.
Okay. I'm going to require... I'll just take another athletics check to see if you can actually grab it.
Alright.
And that's with strength or dexterity, your choice.
13.
Oh wow. Okay.
Oh.
I love this +2 dex.
Yeah. All right. Well, basically, Wade, I'm going to say you jumped in first, but completely missed the maintenance door and just smashed right against the station. Thankfully, Asang, jumping a little bit afterwards, was actually able to see this. And you pretty much, as you're jumping in, you grab his boot and pulling him in behind you. So you're sort of casually just jumping in while Wade's sort of flailing behind you.
Dragging him, kicking him, screaming.
Pretty much. Now, Bradley is still in the air aft at the moment.
Yes. And I'm going to try and land the bad boy.
Okay. I will take another flyer check, please.
All right. Here we go. Gonna line it up nice and slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a 7.
Okay. I'm gonna say if you want to take more time to do it, you can probably up the roll. So you know, normally with time frames, you know, if you try to dock in a few seconds, if you try to up that to a couple of minutes, you might be able to make it a bit better. Is that what you might try to do in this situation?
Well, yeah, as much time as I have before the
airlock. There's not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as it gets open, as much as it goes, I'm going to go for it. So. Okay.
All right. Well, you try to get the air raft in. It's still a little unresponsive as you push it in, and sort of the back corner of it gets whacked a little bit as it comes in with the maintenance door slamming behind it. But you do manage to land it in. Basically, as soon as that maintenance door closes, the room begins to fill with air again.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say probably a few minutes pass, and the room is completely aerified.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like take off the vac suit.
Sure. The station owned vac suits.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I tap into the comms of the ship that we were just on.
Yep.
To the captain.
Yep.
Like while still lying down.
Oh yes, yeah, so you've just recovered from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember our agreement, Captain.
Yeah.
Work you on your ship. I have everything about your ship.
Yeah.
Got your details. I've got your name. You do not transfer those credits over.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you, we will report you and we will hunt you down.
All right, you hear a very shaky shaky sort of response coming. It sounds like it's not from a personal device, but just from like a probably from just like a ship's almost like a ship communication. So you can pretty much hear a couple of voices all going off at the same time. Ross, you hear, sounds very almost panicky, where you can hear him sort of typing away, yelling at the engineer to you know, do this and do that. But he says, yes, I know, you'll get your money. And you hear him typing away for a few moments. And then you get a ping on your communication device saying that a payment has been received.
I check it.
Yeah. It's the amount that he said it was.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Then I put it away.
Yeah. Well, it's just sort of an e-transfer anyway. So you guys pretty much can just add it to the accounts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're now back on the high port. Basically, the air is being sort of added back to the room. And as far as you can tell, from the maintenance bay that you're in, you're able to now get access to the station again.
All right. So how far are we down?
You're on the third level, which is basically where you guys actually originally started from in the bar. It's also the same level that the ship is on, your ship, the Hydra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to now find out information about how this quarantine's going. Again.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got old mate Janitor's ID card. Maybe we can find a terminal and scan it and go, hey, this is Janitor, man. How's it going?
That's one way of doing it, I suppose.
Been left duct taped and gagged
on the top level
someplace.
I'm sure someone's probably found levels. Him by now.
Yeah.
You'd hope so, at least.
Just not run into him ever again.
Yeah, you'd hope so. It's a small station, though. All right, so you guys stay in the maintenance bay, or do you want to sort of go into the main corridors?
I just throw off the back suit and just head towards the bar.
Yep. the bar that you guys started at?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. All right, and did you guys do the same as well?
Yep.
So I need a drink after all that.
No worries. All right, well, you guys head back to the last light, which is where you started this adventure from. As you're going through the main sort of forecourt, you notice that there are quite a few people sort of gather around a couple of other sort of docking bay airlocks. You see that there's a small crowd gathered around what looks to be a pilot who has sort of an emblem and a little logo on his back sort of chest area that says spinless passenger liners. And Wade, you notice in the crowd a familiar face who looks to be Jexa that you've known for quite some time. And Jex is very angrily also in the crowd of people trying to get onto this this passenger ship, but because of the quarantine they can't get through.
Goddamn space liners, just want to get back to Saxy, okay? God, when is this quarantine been lit?
I walk up to her and give her a tap on the shoulder.
Oh my god, wait, did you say you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh my god, how you been?
I've been good.
Oh my god, what are you doing here?
Oh, Jaxa Kogelin.
Yeah, that's me. What's a gamble like yourself doing here? Stuck in a quarantine.
Long story. And yeah. I'd rather get a drink first before I start explaining anything.
Okay, sure. I'll join you. Come, let's go.
Yeah, let's head off to the bar.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, collectively you will all head to the Port of Last Light, and you guys are probably not inebriated anymore, but you grab another round of drinks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, you were, but it's been a while. But you grab an, you go.
Trying to get sloshed again.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Well, you grab a drink and pretty much everything is fine for a while. You do notice that everyone's still sort of running around, but eventually sort of the red lights that are still sort of throughout the station switch back to a yellow tone. And everything sort of seems to slowly sort of start unwinding. Obviously, because the ship that caused this whole thing has left. You see on some terminals now that have sort of popped back on after the red lights switched over. There are a couple of sort of external monitors of the high port watching this ship as it slowly sort of pushes its way out of the high port. It's almost like a live feed as it sort of tries to push out. And slowly following this this one ship, the Jasona, is a couple of almost like fighter ships that are sort of following it as it leaves, that are sort of encircling it on this live feed that you see.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Oh no.
So it was off that ship, the live feed?
The live feed is coming from the high port. So it's got camera feeds on it. Basically, it's been recording the ship slowly sort of pushing off. But it has some sort of fighter ships that are following the Jasona as it's leaving that you can see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that doesn't look good. Mm. What happened there? Do you guys know something about this?
I quickly just turn away, tap into the comms again of that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And say, just so you know, that wasn't us.
you don't get a response on the comms from the ship.
It's like, okay. Yeah.
That's
and basically, I do talk to Jaxa, just like fill her in what kind of happened. So.
You guys were the main sort of reason. Well, not the reason that this happened, but the reason that it's now sort of lived, I guess.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. Oh, how? Yeah. I won't ask how you got yourself into this situation.
Yeah.
I'll let it pass. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to happen very often to us.
You sort of get thrown
into like you have a knack for getting into trouble.
Yeah, ever since I joined the pirates.
All right. Well, as far as you can tell, the crowds sort of begin to dissipate as the airlocks to some of the ships seem to be starting to unlock. So as far as you can tell, most of the ships are being actually released now that the sort of threat has moved off the high port, so to speak.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can get back onto our ship.
You can definitely head that way if you like.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I suppose in terms of Jax's character, you do see that the passenger line is... has sort of started to take on passengers again, but all sort of depends on what you decide you want to do.
So I assume since you're traveling on passenger liner, you don't have your own private ship to travel on?
Not at the moment, no. My laboratory ship is a few systems away at the moment.
Yeah. We could give you a ride if you like.
That'd be really good, actually, if you could.
Yeah, plenty of bunk space. Sure, plenty of bunk space.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'll join you guys.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, well, you all sort of finish your last round of drinks and decide to head back to the ship. Yeah. As you're going in that direction, you do see a few security personnel sort of slowly inspecting you as you walk past them, and they seem a little interested in what you guys are up to, and they sort of mutter among themselves, but they don't take any action as of yet.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I pay for the drinks
mm-hmm.
before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
10 creds.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, yeah. So you head back to the ship. And it's basically finished all of its maintenance that it sort of needed before it was actually space worthy.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jaxa.
Like a fine ship.
Yeah, welcome to the high and dry.
Thank you. Looks like a mighty ship.
A recently repaired ship.
All right, where are we headed? I guess right. The so, Saxy system on our way.
I guess it depends on what you guys want to do. It's
look onto the map.
Mm-hmm. Well, to jump anywhere, you'd have to do an astrogation check.
Yep.
You would probably know.
So where are we at the moment?
Yep. So you're in the Flammarion system. Which is sort of on the map reference, it's the middle point. The Saxy system is towards the left hand side and a little bit down, just on the outskirts of the Imperium border.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, it's quite far away.
Yeah, we'll be jumping a number of systems.
Yeah, so the High and Dry is a jump two capable ship, so you can at least do a jump two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the bar.
So there'd probably be a couple of choices as to where you could go. So you could go to Dabar, but that's just a jump one. There's also, I think it's Ralhi or Atoll, which would both put you sort of a little bit closer to Saxy. And then from there, you'd either go more into Imperium space or more towards the sort of another Confederation, sort of a bit more coreward from there, where you see the Darien system as well.
How many
mm-hmm.
systems can we jump at a time?
Two. So you have a jump distance of two, which is two parsecs, basically. So the Flammarion mm-hmm. can reach at the moment from where you guys are at a jump one distance to bar and Astaltine. You did recently stop over in Astaltine, I think, on your way back to Flammarion some time ago, but the system was mainly sort of I don't know, I guess you'd say it's pretty uneventful. Just mainly a fuel sort of station, planetary basic.
Well, we could jump down to Ralhi and then up to Dorana, and then hit around there to Nax, or rather 88695.
Very nice name.
Yep.
So that could be the path we could take.
Yeah.
If your systems do some restocking.
Look up details of Ralhi.
Yeah, no worries. Is there anything in particular that you want to sort of find out about the system? Just sort of this
technology level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ralhi has a technology level of 9, which is early stellar. It's a pretty small world, probably equivalent to the size of Mars or so. It's got a thin and tainted atmosphere, which means most of the population require filters when they're actually on the surface outside of biodomes. The government type is balkanized. So it's well known that there are many sort of different types of feuding government factions that are vying for resources on the planet.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That could make for some interesting content.
Yeah.
Any other little adventure?
Seems a very interesting place to visit.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that's where you guys want to head next, you'll just have to do a few preparatory jumps. Yep. Obviously, the first one would be to get the ship out of the high port, probably very quickly because of everything that sort of happened. because Phoenix is away this week, we'll say that he, as the main pilot, obviously gets the ship out. Who had the astrogation skill? I think was Wade the one with astrogation?
I have one astrogation. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get you to do the astrogation check for me if you like. That's just an education modifier.
Education.
Yep.
Okay, that's 6, 7, 8.
Yep. No, that's more than enough. All right. So you spend a good sort of few minutes looking over the star system maps and obviously plot a sort of direct course from the exterior of the jump limit in the local system to the Ralhi system. The next one will require a preparation of the jump drives, which will be a sort of an average engineering check, if anybody wants to make that one too. No, Bradley's
engineering check.
Shaking his head.
So what do we need to do?
Basically just prep the jump drive to actually jump.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much usually a case of diverting power, you know, preparing the systems for an actual jump.
Just ship. Engineering?
If you're not proficient in actual jump drive, just engineering should be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 7, 8, 9, 9, 10.
Yeah, and that's plus education, is it you're doing for that one? Or intellect?
Yeah, including education.
Yep.
Yeah.
No worries. All right, you successfully prepare the ship to jump successfully. Now, I'll just take another 2d6 just to see how the jump goes, if you don't mind. And that's going to take into consideration the effect that you had from that last check, which will be a plus a plus 2.
Plus 2. I rolled an 8, so 10.
Yep. All right. The ship successfully spins up the jump drive and... you manage to get to the sort of the outer limit of the Flammarion system, and the ship jumps into jump space.